What up on Deckers? It's Spike Lou. I found a new beard sauce for you. Beardorganics.com. Go check out the site, man. Check out what they got for you with the new beard sauce flavors. They got the almond joint. They got the lime blend that I gets down with to keep my beard where it need to be. It's going to give you that soft shine that you need. It's all natural. It's from the earth. Everything that you looking for in the beard sauce, Beard Organics got it. On the Instagram page is Beard Organics. Also on the Twitter, Beard Organics. So go check that out, man. They are sponsor for the week. They keep my beard saucy. Animal Brown need to add it to his to get on my level. And we can get y'all right, too. Go to beardorganics.com. That's where you're going to get the dope beard sauce for you. And put in a promo code, On Deck. On Deck going to get you 10% off the already cheap price at beardorganics.com. So go check that out. Also, the testimonials on YouTube so you can know what they're talking about in real life, not even outside us. On Deck TV, support the real. Let's go. The business is, it's the On Deck TV podcast, another week in the books. What up, though?
Man, slow motion, Billy Ocean. Fuck with your boy, Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and the Snap.
Yep, I am Spike Lou on all the same social media spots. So, what you got up, man? What you have up this weekend?
Man, I ain't do too much. I chilled out. It was some fire stick weekend. Watch that fist fight with Ice Cube.
Nerd shit.
It was slick funny.
Was it?
Only slick funny. And that's only because it was rated R.
How slick, though?
It was fire stick worthy.
Okay.
It went number like an hour and 20 minutes. It was straight to the point. I recommend watching a really, really funny scene with that Big Sean song I put on Snap. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Any laugh out loud moments?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was some laugh out loud. A handful.
I might check that out then.
Absolutely.
I might check that out.
I watched that Louis C.K. stand up, too. I fucks with him. He funny as fuck.
You know what I heard was real funny?
What'd they do?
Gerard Carmichael?
Yeah, he funny as fuck.
I heard his stand-up on HBO was funny as shit.
I ain't watched it yet, but he funny, though.
I'm going to check that out. And Dave Chappelle, I watched those, though. Did you watch those?
I watched part two and half of part one. I go backwards.
Oh, you did that wrong.
I know I'm hot about it, too.
Oh, my God.
What I like what I saw,
part,
though.
No, part two ain't even, like, it don't hold a candlestick to part one.
With the OJ stories and shit?
Oh, my God. That shit was brilliant.
Yeah, he cold, though.
Like, dude cold.
Yeah, he cold.
Man, that Dave Chappelle was funny as fuck. Check out part one first. Because part two really is some slick look cool, but that part one is fire.
Yeah.
So, we're telling you about music. We're telling you about movies. We're telling you about all this stuff. But we got FSP.
Yep.
The Full Sport Press podcast. They tell you about sports.
Absolutely.
Shout out North Carolina. They just won a national title last night.
What's a national title? What are you talking about? Oh, college. Is this college?
Yeah, this is college.
Nobody cares about this shit.
64 teams to get chosen.
Nobody cares about this
shit.
They
have a whole tournament that goes down in March. It's called March Madness.
Never heard of it.
Future had a song called March Madness. So that's where he got that from. Anyway. Shout out J-Hope, shout out Coach Locke, shout out How Weezy on the boys over there doing this producer thing on the Full Sport Press podcast.
Absolutely, man. Every Monday, get your sports fix. I listen to the latest episode. They debate who's the real MVP. Mm. We already know it's Russell Westbrook. There was no need for a show.
It got to be, right?
Yeah.
Cause
that's it.
Triple-double.
He captain triple-double.
And J-Hove hates Westbrook.
Yeah, he was hating on Westbrook.
He hates him as a person, literally.
And he was hating on his basketball skills.
This nigga come out and put a triple-double up every night. He got 40 right now. 40 triple-doubles. I've never seen this in my life. Yes, he's the MVP.
That's the end of discussion.
Ain't no questions.
But y'all check that out every Monday. Get your sports fix. Also, yep. Ladies Room Podcast, Anne Marie, Rizzo, they drop whenever they want to.
For sure.
Y'all check out their latest episode, Hoes Be Winning. They have another one around the corner. It's a 3-year anniversary just around the corner.
Yep.
Shout out to y'all, man, turning 3. And of course, also, me and the homie Jay Hove have the Fresh for Dummies podcast. Got a new episode dropping, I don't know when. Sometime. It's going to be dope as fuck. But it's dropping sometime. I can't give you the date yet.
Yeah, I got to give them some for the summer.
Absolutely. Man, Big Dog episode, man. First quarter has came and went in 2017 already, dude.
So, us at the On Deck TV podcast, we want to give you insight on the first quarter, what we thought as fans. That's what we do over here at On Deck. So, first and foremost, though, before we get into that.
Man, let's talk about.
What stuck out to you this week?
What jumped out to me is Kendrick Lamar. For the second Friday in a row, he left us with something this time. This was a video and a new song. It was called Humble.
I see you cornrow, Kenny.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah, nah, ain't no mixed. Ain't no motherfucking mixed reviews. What are you talking about?
I saw mixed reviews.
Ain't no mixed reviews.
Especially coming from the feminist crowd.
Who?
They were hot at a specific line in the song where he says,
hopefully they don't listen to this podcast.
I'm so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Yeah. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks.
Yeah, let's see them asses.
Fair or foul for the feminist community to be hot at Kendrick Lamar.
Man, listen. I think that this was blown up by Kendrick people, not the feminist community, as a, like, just to get a Twitter debate going and to have him trending and stuff like that. Because, I mean, he ain't really say nothing offensive
in your
opinion. This song, in my opinion.
Right.
Right. I'm not a feminist either, though. So, I don't really feel like that there was an outlandish statement or outlandish things that he done in the video where you could be like, oh my God, Kendrick, what are you doing? You're disgracing women. I don't believe that happened.
Yeah.
Nor does anyone else. And if you do believe that happened, I guess you're a feminist.
Listen.
I guess that's what it is.
I saw on Twitter a couple of people going in. From what I gathered.
Who you follow?
Nah. Retweets.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't dare follow these motherfuckers. Okay. But from what I noticed, it was people hot at. They were like, who is he to say what he likes, how we should look? And then they always point to the picture of his longtime girlfriend, and she's light-skinned. I'm not sure if she's mixed, maybe. So people always go back to, this isn't the first time that they went in on him for that.
Right.
Because of
the To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, I don't know.
Nah, I mean, because he was speaking so pro-black on To Pimp a Butterfly, that's the reason that people are going in, because he has a girlfriend that looks like she's mixed or she not even black.
I mean, she's definitely got black in her.
Yeah, she does, because he fucking her.
I mean, boom, ting. No, she's definitely got some type of black in for real. But, like, dude, my issue with this is that this is the battle. Okay.
You sound perturbed.
Now, look.
I don't understand why.
Now, look. Because people, like, life is so much easier when you go and you move around not caring about dumb shit like this.
Like. What?
Like him saying he likes girls with stretch marks, or you know what I mean? Like, why does everybody got the Photoshop popping? Like, why can't y'all just be you? When you walk around angry at stuff like that, it tells me that you're probably you do this on a daily basis. You walk around and look for things to be upset about. Because if that was the case,
are you saying that about feminists?
No, I'm saying that about the people that were hot about that line.
Okay.
And there's so much more shit to be upset about from several other people. If you really just have to be mad at some, I don't understand why you pick this person to do that. He's done so much for the community and bigging up this community, these kids, this key to the city, XYZ. I don't get how you're upset at him in particular. If you're going to pick a battle, pick one that's worth fighting. Because there's 1,000 other ones that you could do that I promise you make more sense, and I don't get why they picked this particular one.
I agree with you, but let's be real. You know you get it, and I get it. Kendrick get it. It's because he's Kendrick Lamar. It's because he had Black of the Berry. It's because he did Good Kid, Mad City. It's because he's the most popular rapper in the biggest or the second biggest state or whatever it may be, California. Like, everybody knows this, right? So, like, if Neff the Pharaoh, if E-40, if even YG, and YG is a big artist, if any one of those people had came out with this, then it goes under the radar, they let it do what it do, and boom. Like, YG still shaking it off the Donald Trump song.
Right.
That's the president of the United States. So I say that to say people feel like it's Kendrick Lamar, I want to nitpick everything that he says because he's a big rapper. Taylor Swift talks about him. He's got Grammys. He's one of the top two rappers right now, like him and Drake, like 1-2.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to say, hey, I want to pick this battle with him because I feel like this hook was offensive because he's saying what no one else is saying, but everyone is thinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody is thinking this, and no one is saying, oh, this is offensive to me in the sort that he said stretch marks. He said this. He said that. He said this about Instagram. He's calling out all of the people who are making a living off today's society, and I don't see that that's wrong.
I really, really, really want to hear from somebody who was offended by that line. Because I think they misinterpreted, to be honest with you.
I don't even think they misinterpreted. I think just because it was Kendrick Lamar. That's all. Just because, hey, it's Kendrick.
This reminds me.
I can pick a battle and somebody will say my name just because I picked this battle.
Picking these off-ass, but this reminds me when Bill O'Reilly went at Ludacris. You remember when he went at Ludacris because Ludacris had a Pepsi deal, mm-hmm. and Bill O'Reilly made it his mission to expose him as like this gangster rapper, and everybody was looking around like, Ludacris? Like, huh, this is who you chose to go at?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't make, this is exact, I'm like, Kendrick, like, really? This show you that niggas can't do nothing right, dude. Like, you're going, somebody somewhere, no matter what you do, is going to be pissed off at something you do or say. You cannot please everybody. I doubt anybody in TDE is losing sleep over this, as they shouldn't.
Nah, they don't care about
that. But, like, it just proves that point and backs that up. And, unfortunately, it fuels that whole angry black woman narrative, dude. Mm, like, that's the slaw
do
part
that.
About
don't
that.
Do that, though. Cause
now, that's why people, see, this is why people say that shit, though.
I didn't see as big a negative reaction as you saying for it to be a whole angry black woman narrative, though.
Now this is why people say that, though. That's what I'm saying. This could have only been five people that were hot, but you know what's gonna happen? Those five people are gonna get retweeted on Facebook, Twitter, grammed on IG, and it's gonna look like it was tens of thousands of people that felt that way, and then everybody's gonna get stereotyped into that one phrase, and it's gonna make everybody look bad off of six people that were upset. That's what the slaw part is about that shit. And I don't get it, though. I'm going to be honest. I don't understand. I really hope somebody listening is like, no, this is why they were upset. Because I need an explanation.
Add us at the Rap Chat on Facebook if you are listening and think that you got a great explanation for the feminist side of this.
There is no such thing as that, though.
There may be.
There's no great explanation for this shit.
You say it if there's someone listening.
I'm open to hearing it, though.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Second biggest story this week.
This year.
Shug Knight.
So
there's a new documentary around the corner called Tupac Assassination, Battle of Compton. They claim that they've solved the Pac murder. They're saying that it was orchestrated by the head of Death Row Security, Reggie Wright Jr., and Suge's ex-wife, Sharitha. They said that the trigger man was a guy named Little Half Dead.
Don't do Little Half Dead like it.
Who is that? Do we know who that is? Has he been saying a song or so?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him mentioned before. Like when I heard this, it wasn't the first time that I heard La Have their name. Like.
Okay, yeah, you can't forget that. I don't think I done heard that. Right. They're saying that he was, those two were the ones behind it, and Lil Half Dead was the trigger man, and that Suge was actually the target. Now, what makes this interesting, because there's 100 theories about that. Having the theory about the Pac murder is nothing new. Right. What makes this interesting is that Suge came out through his lawyers and said that he confirms this story to be true.
Right.
What do you believe?
The motive behind this particular theory makes sense to me.
Money.
You know what I'm saying? Money.
It's gotta be. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the theory behind this particular motive is if they would have killed Suge, his ex-wife, who he was still married to then,
right,
would assume control of Death Row Records, which was a $500 million company at that point.
For sure.
And the nigga who was supposedly in cahoots with her was the head of security, which seemed like a small world when you say that, but he the nigga that ran Death Row when Suge was locked up.
For sure.
Okay. So he got experience. If she come to him and be like, whoop de woo, I know I can make this happen. If he ain't here, we finna divorce anyway. I don't want to lose everything. I give you this if you can make this happen.
Right.
I feel like that's the most sound motive that I've heard. And then the dude that did this documentary, I feel like he came from an outside place as to where he don't have a particular interest in either side, like the theory side of the LAPD being crooked, or it was a hip hop thing, it was a Puff thing. He ain't trying to prove no points other than the truth, from what I heard in the interview that I did. So I'm more inclined to believe that this dude and what I heard is true.
Yeah.
I like how he put it together. I like the rollout. I like even how he combated the documentary that came out prior to, what's the name of it? Your shit?
You talking about Murder Rap?
Murder Rap.
Yeah.
I like how he combated that. To say even what the dude, Reggie, I don't even know what the dude's name is that was the head of security for Death Row. But how he combated that to say, hey, yeah, they got all of these facts and this stuff lined up, but this is why he would do this.
Yeah, the motive makes sense.
Okay.
Obviously, money is the motive behind a lot of shit.
Everything.
And, like, the story is very plausible. Like, the girl, like, the wife may have done sleazed up on him, and he done fell in love and shit. And mm-hmm. I got this plan. Listen, that is not far-fetched at all.
Right.
But if you're like me and you have seen this Murder Rap documentary that came out 2015, 2016.
Okay.
This has been solved as soon as that hit, as soon as the credits rolled on that documentary, this was solved. You case was
convinced.
Closed.
You convinced.
Yeah, it's over with. Okay. I don't want to hear no more theories. I don't want to hear from this dude. I don't want to hear from Lil Half Dead. I don't want to hear from nobody. Murder Rap documentary solved this. So, okay, you're telling
why
me.
Why is that more convincing to you? And you ain't even seen this new documentary.
No, I've listened to the dude who made it, though.
Okay.
And I don't need to see it.
Okay.
But saying that Suge Knight was the target. First of all, you got the worst shooters in the world. You pulled up on the wrong side of the car. That's number one. Pac was what, 5'6"? Nigga, 160?
What they got to do with it?
Now, how the fuck you miss Suge Knight? Two times the size as Pac. How did everything hit Pac, dude?
Okay.
But you were aiming for Suge? Stop it, bro.
So in the other documentary, you're saying that they combated like what you're saying right now, that They were aiming for Pac?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other documentary, now this is the hard part to swallow, pause, on the other documentary, is that they said that Puff put the cash up for it. That's when that turns people up. They go, come on now, you tripping. Mm-hmm. But if you look past that and look at all the other facts, the guy that it was in the documentary, he confessed to it and laid out the whole story in 08.
Okay, but you asking me to look past an obvious fact, one Puff. Like, yeah, you can say you look past that because he's Puff Daddy and he's worth $1 billion now.
Right.
But back then, you don't know if that's it.
That's true.
So at the same time,
that's plausible too.
Like, I get totally what you're saying, but then he has the letter with dude confessing, I don't know where it came from.
Right.
I don't know none of that. The new dude who we're speaking of, he got the letter of the dude confessing. How are we going to dismiss that? Just like you are crediting the new dude, well, other dude,
right?
Murder rap dude. How you gonna credit his confession and not credit the other dude's confession who had the letter?
Because the murder rap dude had the dude physically speaking. He was recorded talking about it. This is a letter that they claim came from who God knows where, dude.
But they also saying that they tried to get his letter to the LAPD, or excuse me, the Las Vegas PD.
Right.
And they was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
They weren't trying to hear
basically,
that shit.
Like, basically, get the fuck out of here.
I don't doubt that.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's not conceivable. What I'm saying is, dude in the murder rap detailed that shit. And then when you take his story and then you hear Lil C's story, and these motherfuckers are not connected at
everybody
all.
That was there. Yeah.
People that were there, they're giving the same account, same days, same locations. Bruh, like this shit, that shit was legit. He even had the receipts and the records of the rental car that was, of the whip that was used in the murder. Like, he tied all of that shit together, dude. So for anybody to disprove the murder rap documentary, I'd have to literally see the footage of the nigga pulling the pistol out of the car and shooting Pac. Anything short of that, I'm going with the murder rap documentary, bro. Like, first of all, that's a classic.
I would say I haven't watched the whole murder rap thing.
You bullshit.
I haven't watched it. So
that's a classic documentary, dude.
I want to see both of these documentaries before I come to
watch this one.
The full on conclusion. But what I will say, that the sad, like, it's 20 years later,
it's crazy,
dude. Like, we were younger. Like, we had been alive for less time than we have been now
since they've been
dead. Like, it's sad that this ain't been solved, dude. Like,
it's solved. Yeah. Murder rap solved. And then also.
I mean, solved to the point where motherfuckers is locked up and they can tell you legitimately who done it. Like, we still having a debate about it in 2017, dude.
Watch, murder rap ain't no debate.
There is a debate because this nigga coming out now with evidence saying it didn't happen, dude.
I will say this, though. This is another reason why Suge would say, oh, yeah, I believe this. Mm-hmm. Because in this documentary, the new one, I believe that they're giving another reason for Biggie being killed,
and they clear him too.
And so if Suge is like, oh yeah, this is how it happened, it clears him from the nigga that called the shots to get Biggie murdered.
Right.
So of course he gonna say, yeah, it was me. And then he's been shot at before, so you can run with that. You can say, oh, my life has been tested before. Yeah, this was just another attempt on my life. This shit happened to me 3-4 times. Man, stop, bro. Like, dude is known to lie. He even said Pac was alive before, bro. Like, come on, man. We're not trusting Suge Knight, or we gotten to that point?
We can't trust Suge Knight, word.
That's all I'm saying. But it's crazy. That's 20 years later,
fact,
it's interesting.
That's the point. Only fact in this scenario. We can't trust Suge Knight, word.
Murder rap documentary. Everybody go watch that shit now.
Yeah, I watched the new one, too.
All right. Can we move on to my boy DMX? DMX. First of all, he's on Twitter. Who knows?
Why is he making news? What's going on? DMX is making news.
DMX is a GOAT.
Did he steal a car?
No. He's making music. He's in the studio.
He got caught driving?
No. He's in the studio cooking up work, cooking up crack.
DMX, what?
He's on Twitter. This is how we know.
He's smoking up work.
No. He's on Twitter, and he sent out a tweet, and I quote,
Wait. You just totally missed me before you do that. DMX tweets?
Yes.
No.
He has a verified Twitter account.
That's impossible.
With a check, a little blue check.
Impossible.
Can I say what he said now?
No. Because I don't believe the DMX tweets.
DMX tweeted, ahead. And I quote, looking for trap beats.
What?
X is looking for trap beats, goddammit. Are you interested at all in hearing X over some 808s?
You know what?
Yes, you are.
I think that's code for looking for crack. I think that's what that is, dude. Because, I mean, does DMX know what trap beats are?
Clearly, he's like, looking for him.
He was clearly on Breakfast Club, shitting on the new generation, shitting on the new rappers. Like he doesn't even know who Jeezy is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the godfather of trap music, and you don't know who he is. How are you looking for trap beats, dude? I think it's cold if I'm looking for crack, dude. I think that's what that is.
I want to hear X over some Mike Will not. That would bring X back.
Oh, my God.
Put etch him into the Mount Rushmore of rap, goddammit, if he could. These trap beats. That'll have X. There's nothing wrong with him getting on some beat. Like, what? I don't understand the problem.
No one wants to hear this.
Why not?
Like, first of all, if you're DMX and you got to put it on Twitter that you're looking for trap beats, that's a problem. Like, God damn, you can't call nobody.
You had a SoundCloud.
like, first of all, he was Twitter jacked. That's clearly what happened.
They definitely deleted the tweet.
Hey, see what I'm saying? He was looking for crack, dude. That's what it was.
Twitter went in on him.
That nigga was looking for dope, dude.
Twitter was like, please don't do it. Don't get over that bullshit. But see, that's the problem right there. Have you ever seen the little videos that be on Facebook where dude is in the booth and he engineering and he'll be like, this is how 80s rap was. This is how 90s rap was. He like a little comedian dude.
Right.
Man, he I just seen a video.
No, I ain't seen it.
I just seen a video when he did he said why people hate on trap beats, and the first part he was rapping over a trap beat and dude was like, man, that shit garbage. Then he put like a New York beat on and he rapped the same bars over the New York beat and the dude was like, ah, nigga, that shit hard. He was like, bro, I rap the same thing. That's what people do when they hear trap beats or a trap flow or Migos flow. They automatically assume it's whack because of how it sounds. But if you take them same bars and put them over a premiere beat, niggas will be all on their dick and shit.
That's a good point.
Stop hating on the trap sound, dude. Some of them niggas is actually talking about something.
Yeah, the trap sound, I feel like, is actually more in than the New York sound right now.
Obviously.
But so for DMX to say that, I feel like the reason that people were shitting on him because it's DMX.
Yeah, and they don't want to. That's not him. Trap beats is not him.
His skill set is, it ain't him, but he definitely could do it and make it good because he's a hell of a rapper.
Or was.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's my guy, but let's be honest.
At one point in time, he was. I wouldn't necessarily be standing in line to hear it at all, but I definitely would be interested in a bar or two. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just go in on him, but I still feel like he was looking for a rock.
I wouldn't mind.
Nigga was looking for a rock. He was trying to get a hit, dude. That's all. Not a hit like on Billboard either. Nah, he was trying to get a real deal hit.
Raise up off my guy, man. Rap Hall of Fame, first ballot.
Snigga in the hood. I'm looking for a trap beat. Oh, that's the new slang, my nigga. Oh, okay. Right this way, my nigga.
I don't want no trap beats.
Right
then.
This way, my nigga. Right there and knock on that back door. Yeah. My nigga be out to holler at you in just a second.
All right, man. Let's take it back down south. You know, the dictionary does this every year. They add new words.
Okay.
They added 300 new words the other day. 300 new words. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Most notably, the word dabbing.
Oh.
Was added to the dictionary. You just dab right now.
Oh.
That's a, you did it twice.
Tough.
That dabbing was added to the dictionary. Number one, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's already played out. They're a year and a half late. But
that's how they do, though. They did bling bling like that.
That's true. They were 15 years late with bling bling. Who gets credit for dabbing being added to the dictionary?
Of course you a Migos fan, so you'll say Migos, so I go on and spoiler alert that. I'm going to say 2 Chainz.
Dabbing sweaters?
Huh?
Because of the sweaters?
Tough. To me, 2 Chainz was the biggest star crossover that white people knew, and they were like, oh, dabbing, oh, 2 Chainz.
The sweaters took off.
The sweaters took off. And I feel like those are everywhere. And they're like, oh, what is Santa doing? Santa's dabbing. Oh, what is dabbing? Also, I'd like to give credit to Action Bronson.
Why?
Viceland.
No.
Damn, This Is Delicious.
No.
He was dabbing and making that shit. And the other show he had about the aliens, the ancient aliens and shit he was doing, the shit that right there.
Nobody watched that shit.
People watch Viceland. I don't give a fuck what you say.
They just didn't watch
and
the show.
And they
watch
the Action Bronson show.
You don't even know the name.
If you watch Viceland, you're going to watch everything that come on there. You're going to be stuck for like 4 hours. And you caught the Action Bronson, and he was the nigga doing dabs on TV. The white person doing
that.
Iranian person doing dabs on TV. So I give credit to 2 Chainz, and I give credit to Action Bronson.
We just going to act like Cam wasn't doing that shit every Sunday on the football field? Cam Newton, motherfucker. We're not going to give him no props.
He got it from 2 Chainz, though.
That's just not true
in
at all.
In the commercial, dude.
No.
What?
Cam
no way.
Was the first nigga that made that shit popular. I can't even get this to no rap
because
nigga.
Because of the 2 Chainz song that was in the commercial.
What song?
Oh,
2 Chainz got a song on a commercial?
2 Chainz got
for that?
Yeah, 2 Chainz got the Cam Newton song where Cam Newton was doing the dab in the commercial.
But he did it on the field first before he got the commercial, dude.
Yeah, that's cool, but what made it big is the commercial with the 2 Chainz song.
No, look.
Man, let me find this
2 Here's Chainz. The order. It's Cam, Migos, and then 2 Chainz is a distant third. Those are the people responsible for getting this in the dictionary.
Fuck out of here. 2 Chainz.
Distant third.
Maybe Cam. Then Migos. That's how it goes, dude.
Then Bow Wow right behind 2 Chainz.
No, Bow Wow, they have nothing to do with this. Don't you water down the dab like any more than it is. We're putting Bow Wow in this. What the fuck was the name of it?
Other words.
Watch out, little bitch.
Oh, okay.
Watch out, little bitch. Like, Cam was doing the whole little watch out, little bitch, and all that little shit. That's what made dabbing famous was the watch out song. I don't even know his name, the right title there, but watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Other words added were Kush.
Kush was added to the dictionary.
Facts.
Like as weed.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What's the definition of Kush?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Oh wow!
I'm just giving you the word 420.
420 was added to the dictionary.
Yes.
And Kush.
Yes.
Wow.
Alt right and slay.
Slay.
Yes. We're giving that to Beyonce. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
just take 100% credit
for
that.
Whatever she won't. That's a fact.
No one. Need no picture next
I'm
to
not
that
even disputing it. Like, go ahead. All
right, man. Okay, look. Before we get to this music break, we're gonna keep it down south.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott, Quavo, the collab album is coming. It's been confirmed. Travis Scott was on an interview on Beats One, and he played 2 tracks. He said the collab album is coming soon.
Yeah.
It's around the corner. Number one, are collab albums good or bad for rap?
I feel like people just float this out here to see what people gonna say, and they never do it. Like, the only people that did the actual collab albums I remember right off the hat that were big were Jay-Z and R. Kelly and Future and Drake.
Yeah.
Can you name another? Like, I ain't even counting Run the Jewels.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't counting
Step Brothers.
Yeah, I ain't counting that either.
Okay.
But go ahead.
No, that's fair. I'll think of some in just a second. But he played 2 songs.
Mm-hmm.
The song sounded good in the motherfucking.
Right.
It makes a whole lot of sense for these two. They're very, kind of got similar vibes. I can see this working for about 10 songs. Don't give me no more than 10 songs, Quavo and Travis Scott. Travis Scott's a producer.
Do I need that many?
Hell yeah, I need that many. Don't cheat me. I don't want no EP. I don't want 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me 10 songs. I'm a grown man. Give me double-digit tracks. But to answer the question, do I think this is good or bad? I think this is great, motherfucking. Like, two people getting together. Like, you always wondered what people sounded like together. Oh, and another one that you forgot, Jay-Z and Kanye, Watch Your Throne, they collab.
Yeah.
And it's usually a rapper and a producer that collab. You had Royce da 5'9", DJ Premier, Freddie Gibbs, Madlib, Currency, Alchemist,
shit
like that.
I give you those, the rapper-producer things, even Freddie Gibbs and his boy when they did the thing. But
you don't want to hear two
Mustard
rappers?
YG. Nah, I ain't saying I don't want to hear it. I'm saying it never happens. You got Kendrick and J. Cole,
Jeezy and T.I.
You know what I mean? Jeezy and T.I. All of these people talking about, yeah, we're going to do a collab album, but you never hear it. The only one rapper to rapper that's coming to fruition to me is the Drake and Future.
Yeah. I mean, Drake and Ye had one on the table at one point in time. It's been a lot of false starts. But I mean, you had Remy and Fat Joe just a couple of weeks ago. We got you're not excited by that?
Is that really a collab, or can either one of them do that alone? I mean, like, they need it. That's not what, like, two hot motherfuckers are getting together and, like, we putting out fire shit and we gonna do a collab album because people want to know what we sound like together. That's because Fat Joe needs Remy and Remy needs Fat Joe.
Fair enough. Quavo, you know, and Travis Scott good right now.
Yeah, they don't need each other at all. Like you said, I would love to hear it if I thought it would be true.
He played two songs.
Cool. And probably the only two songs he got. You know what I'm saying?
That shit sounded good. No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, I'm slick. If we don't get that, that's gonna get on my nerves. I ain't gonna lie. That's gonna piss me off. What we do have is new music from the homie YFN Lucci. He's a XXL freshman class nominee. You can vote for him for the 10th spot. That's what we're gonna start. We're gonna play a couple of freshman people leading up to it, man, so that you're familiar with these folks if they do make the cover.
Right.
Don't act like you don't know who it is, nigga. We played the shit on the show.
Okay.
YFN Lucci got a new project out, and this joint is called Heartless, and it's featuring Rick Ross. Let's see what he hitting on.
Oh. Hell
no, ain't no pressure by no beef. We gon' ask it out. I got your bitch and she telling me all your well bots. Loading the cake. I can't wait to go and spray one night. Oh, I've been hustling all day, trying to get that cake up out it all day. All day. I've been riding with it all day. It ain't got no safe. It ain't got no safe day. Y'all nigga play it safe. We gon' hit you safe. Yeah. I got niggas in MIA and they'll hit your face. I've been a thug all my life. Wanted to plug all my life. We had to move around with them pipes. We had to shoot it out some night. Ain't no pressure by no beef. No, we love dinner. Fuck, nigga. Don't make me put a slug in. Lately, I've been chasing paper, chasing guap. Yeah. Lately, I've been feeling like fuck a hater, fuck a cop. That's why lately I've been heartless, yeah. Lately I've been heartless, yeah.
Relocated, got a bigger palace on the water. Pull up to the club, I toss valet a couple hundred. Women in abundance, gotta fuck them by appointment. Pray that bundle come from Haiti, I'ma give you what you wanted. I fucked in the park, now we fucking on the jet. You fucking with my squad, I'ma put that shit to rest. Study all these niggas, cause this life is just a test. I need my 100 million, you can't tell me nothing less. They gave my nigga T and lawyer said he did his best. These streets ain't where you wanna be, and Rose told you that. The only natural talent niggas had was being violent. If a nigga take my life, I pray he see me smiling. Boss.
Lately I've been chasing paper, chasing guap.
Man, that was YFN Lucci featuring Ross, man. It's called Heartless.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that?
I ain't a big YFN Lucci fan, and that ain't taking nothing away from him. That song was cool. Ross ripped it.
True.
But I'm not checking for him next quarter.
You sleeping on YFN?
Am I?
Yeah, I fucks with him.
Really?
Well,
Are you waiting on the album?
The EP is actually out now.
Are you waiting on something new, I guess, is what I was asking.
His full album, the For Real Deal LP.
Yeah,
you listen to
that?
Yeah,
I'm waiting
on that.
You listen to it or you waiting on that?
Both.
Okay.
Speaking of that, first quarter is already passed. It's here. This year is flying by. So it's only right we discuss the winners, the losers, and who we are looking forward to, since you're not looking forward to YFN Lucci. Do we want to start with winners or do we want to start with losers of the year so far? Give me one of your winners. I got three. You got three. Give me one of your winners and why.
Clearly, I feel like a winner, totally contradicting myself for this quarter, is Rick Ross.
I see you, boy.
Big dog album, big dog statements made, bossing up as far as what he doing in the game, doing what I feel like no other rapper has ever done as far as putting Birdman putting him to the wall.
Other than Charlamagne.
Hit radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that was an exciting moment in the first quarter, especially for Ross fans, for people that want to see Wayne do well. I feel like he bossed up, even with the album, the music that he made. It was one of his best albums. Some of the statements that he made trying to sign Wayne, I feel like he's throwing that oop up there to do something in the future with Wayne. I feel like he had a strong first quarter.
I can't be mad at that.
Okay.
Now, I will say, this is to no surprise at all. I knew the album was going to be fire. It turned out to be fire. You the only one that doubted and hated.
I feel like some Drake dick sucking coming.
No. Oh, okay. But Ross is definitely winning so far. Now, what he does with the rest of the year, he said he's got that Port of Miami 2 dropping at the end of the year. I don't know if that's too soon. Last time you dropped 2 in 1 year, you gave us Hood Billionaire.
Yeah, he needed to relax.
So, if you don't want to end up being a loser at the end of the year, just ride this rather than you than me out. Sign two big dogs and beef up that MMG, man. Make sure that Wale bang and make sure Meek new shit bang and you'll be good.
Now, we heard a rumor, speaking of signing the two big dogs.
Yeah.
We heard a rumor that...
We have a source close to the situation.
That it may be Buck.
Young Buck from G-Unit.
How do you feel about that?
If Buck...
Is that a splash for Rick Ross if he signed Young Buck?
It's a splash for both parties. Because Young Buck makes good music.
Okay.
Ross would just simply refine that and retool it. Ross production is A1. You get Buck in the room with Ross and them beats that he got flowing through there... Hey, boy, I'm not saying Buck will be back and he'd be platinum. No.
It'll be a good addition to MMG.
Exactly.
In 2017.
I agree. That's a nice six man. I don't know where Gunplay is at. He can take Gunplay's spot.
Don't do that.
Where is he at?
Don't do that.
He in the swamps chasing alligators,
that's
dude.
What he do, though.
That's fine. Right, well, we on the music tip, somebody got to be putting something out.
Gunplay just had an album, came out 2 years ago.
Just had an album that came out 2 years
ago. Gunplay. I mean, you don't want nothing every year from Gunplay. Every 2 years is cool.
I'm just saying, Buck with MMG would be
a
good look.
It's going to be a new Gunplay album this year, I believe.
That's cool. It needs to be a Buck MMG album. That'd be fire.
I wouldn't be mad at Buck and MMG. I feel like that could work. It makes sense.
Would it look like he was click hopping, though?
Nah. Because, okay. I mean, what 50 doing for him?
Holding him back?
Other than that, that's a great point. But other than that, what he doing for him? I don't feel like 50 doing anything for him. Now, what I do think is that 50 would never let this happen.
Nah, not for nothing cheap.
Not even nothing cheap. It'll just have to be flat out ridiculous.
Right. Because $5 million.
How it's going to look is if Buck come back to you when he start flourishing, then you know something that I don't. You're a bigger mogul than I am. Yeah. And 50 not going for that.
No, you're not bowing down.
You know what I'm saying? Not going for that.
That's true.
So even if Buck wanted to do it, even if Ross wanted to do it, it's not going to happen because 50 in a way. And I think that's a shame.
That's fucked up, but that's the game.
That's the game.
I agree, though, Ross. I'm with you on that. He definitely winning so far. Let me give you one of my winners.
Who is it?
I got to go Migos, the trio. Mm. They have become a household name in 2017. Partly because of Bad and Bougie, and partly because of Childish Gambino with the big dog shout out.
That's a fact.
Their biggest song of their career so far. They're finally getting their just due. I've been talking about the Migos for years. You didn't listen. You hated.
You've
just
been
like
a Migos
you hated on
fan for years.
I've been talking about them for years.
You've been a fan for years. Say that.
Same thing.
Say you've been a Migos fan. Are you ashamed of saying that you've been a Migos fan?
It's the same thing.
It's not.
Same difference.
Saying I've been talking about Wash was wrong. Ross was washed.
Yeah, you've been wrong.
Years. Okay.
So
say you've been a fan. That's my point, nigga.
They dropped their album Culture, and they truly have had an impact on culture. Quavo is the Beyonce of the group. He's next. He's next up.
Offset making a strong push.
Hey, he done bagged Cardi B, got him in a little reality
Offset
chick.
Offset making a strong push.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying they all cooking right now, and they couldn't have started this year off better, man. So Migos is definitely a winner in 2017 so far.
Big shout out to that oop that Donald Glover threw to them, though.
Man.
If it wasn't for that oop, I feel like they would have won, but they wouldn't be the winners, if that makes sense.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, had a lot to do with that, especially on the stage in which he threw that out there. You know, Golden Globes. People are like, oh, who are the Migos?
Right.
Oh,
streams through the roof.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is some new black stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they had a big deal to do with the Migos, not taking anything away from how talented they are. I do respect a lot more now
right.
what they do as to when you first brought it to the table saying that they was cold. Or whatever it is you said about them.
I'm a trendsetter, man. I just see shit.
Their trendsetter's tough.
So am I.
Yeah, Migos, but you're not. With that being said, I feel like that they did their thing and they didn't conform to what motherfuckers said. Oh, you got, I need bars or lyrics, or if y'all gonna be a 3-man group, then y'all gotta do this, or y'all gotta be the locks. Like, nah, they did the Migos, and I feel like doing the Migos work for them.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely on the bandwagon of the Migos right now for them to be in the winners.
I'm driving it. I'm glad you decided to come along.
Too old to be driving the Migos bandwagon, but go ahead.
That was my winner. What's your next winner? Your second
winner? My next winner. You know what? My next one, I got to go with Kendrick.
Nah, hell no.
Tough. Two songs.
Too soon, you said you meant.
Two songs, murdering it, crushing niggas, taking out Big Sean, putting the pressure on him, and Drake, okay, yeah, if you want to touch this fire, then go ahead and get burned too. Kendrick Lamar is the only person that could do that within a quarter, within two songs, to make all of this debate, all of this uproar, all of this rise. I think Kendrick is a big winner, even just testing the market. Like, oh, what'll happen if I do this? People know who I'm talking about. I still feel like he should have said names. I still feel like he should have addressed those people directly that he was talking about in those songs. But with that being said, the chatter that was caused just off those two songs, I feel like he crushed it with that.
I see you, Kendrick. I'm going to talk about him a little later in one of my mentions. But late entry, he barely squeaked in the first quarter, if you even want to call it that.
He got in there, though, and shook it.
But anytime he dropped, he's going to make noise, though, and that's exactly. He has not let us down with that.
Facts.
Especially with the feminist crowd. They're loving this shit.
But you shucking that out all the way, though.
It's probably like eight people that's hot
about this shit. I
don't even
think it was a big deal to the feminist crowd like that.
All right, man. My next one.
And if it was, then guess what? What's the name of the song?
Be Humble?
Exactly.
Bitch
Be Humble.
Damn. It was harsh.
I mean, he said it in the song. I'm just quoting the lyrics.
Fair enough.
Bitch Be Humble.
My next winner. You just try to slide his name with all kind of disrespect on it.
Who is it?
Big Sean. Big Sean came out, had to follow up that Dark Sky Paradise, whole lot of pressure on him, whole lot of pressure to deliver. You got Hov in the studio. You got motherfucking Rick Rubin in the studio upside down. Like, you got to deliver. Your shit got to be cracked. You posting black and white pictures of Hov in the studio.
I need a Hov song or a Rick Rubin beat.
Maybe, but he didn't get either, but he got their approval. That's all that matters.
We know they approved.
Absolutely. And when the people approve, when he dropped that I Decided, it went number one. He's got two singles that are still in rotation, Bounce Back and Moves. The concert, the tours are sold out nationwide. I'll be at the one in the A. I'm hype as fuck about it.
You got tickets?
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Shut that out on me.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
When is it?
April 19th, I want to say. April something 10th.
I might have to go to StubHub, man.
Yeah, StubHub got to work. I'm fucking with that. Big Sean doing his thing. He's moving. He's inching up everybody's list, not just mine, not just yours. He's inching up everybody's list, and that's how he got the attention of a Kendrick Lamar in the first place. Whoa. When you're sitting on the throne like you claim Kendrick is, top one, top two, you don't just respond to anybody. But when a motherfucker like Big Sean start making moves on your ass, you got to say something. Yeah, yeah. So Big Sean is most definitely a winner in this quarter. I'm interested to see what he does with this Kendrick heat on him.
Mm, so you say. I'll get back to Big Sean later. My next winner, if we're going to do three.
Yep.
Young Savage, why you trapping so hard? Oh, why you got a 21-car garage, 18-car garage, whatever.
12.
12, whatever. However it goes.
Okay.
21 Savage. I promise you, I wouldn't have even listened to 21 Savage prior to the whole little hookup with Drake. Not to say that I'm listening to just any Drake cosign because the London shit
that's
is trash.
Sound, that's what it sounds like.
The London shit is trash to me. But
London, that was not Animal Brown. I plan on visiting London. I'm fucking with y'all, and I like the sound. That was Spike Lee.
It was trash when Drake stole it from them. The great, awesome culture that they have over there, and to have someone like Drake steal it and water it down is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
But with that being said, 21 Savage, man, I feel like that he shook it this year being in the spotlight with Drake, and he didn't, like, disappoint. Like, I feel like McConan or somebody like that who were given the oop and they jackballed it.
For sure.
21 Savage slam dunk. He Sean Kemp that motherfucker. And I feel like he came out with heat after that. Had the songs with Future. And he did his thing this year. And I wouldn't have even paid attention to 21 Savage had he not been able to follow up with the noisy interviews on Viceland. Had he not been able to come up with, like, at least interesting dialect and conversation in his interviews and back up what he was saying. Not to say that I'm the realest nigga in the world, but to say, hey, this is the hand I was dealt, and I'm gonna make my money off of it, and I don't give a fuck who like it. I'm gonna do me. I feel like that was very authentic and real of him, and I'm gonna call him a winner of the first quarter.
Yeah, 21 Savage won me over just a little bit. This time last year, I thought he was the worst rapper alive. I'm gonna come
right,
clean.
And that's another thing that won me over.
But nah, I get it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say he cold. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm banging this shit. I can't wait for his debut album. But I can say I get it, though. He just signed the new deal with Epic. L.A. Reid cut the check. So that's most definitely a W anytime you get that. He was independent. So when you're independent for as long as he was, and then you go to a major label, you got to only imagine the size of that check. Like, right. That's how I'm looking at it. It was an offer that he couldn't refuse. So I'm going to believe that him and his team were smart enough that they took a big dog deal. So that's a W. I'm not checking for that album still, though. Like, I don't want to hear it, though.
I still go back. You pulled up to me, and what were you listening to?
The one 21 Savage song that I like.
Why You're Trapping So Hard.
That's all beat production.
It don't matter. You was banging.
I'd rather listen to your instrumentals.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, let me give you my third winner.
Who you got?
Man, look at the sixth guy, motherfucker. Is there any debate? Was there any question that Drake won the winner?
With that flop album?
Flop?
Tough.
Nigga with number one 3 weeks in a row. Billions on billions of streams. Again, bounced back critically from the views. A lot of people panned it. A lot of people are also saying that this was the bounce back, and this is what Views was trying to be. It's critically acclaimed. Everybody fucking with it. It's banging. It's arguably his best album. That's what you do, man. Your sixth album, you make it arguably your best work. That's when you're trending upward.
These views throwaways.
You're going in the right direction if you're Drake. He said he's going to take the rest of the year off.
Need to.
He's going to get that new bag from Apple Records.
We appreciate it, Six God.
And he's going to come back even stronger next year. Somebody please leak those studio sessions with him and Kanye just for me. I'd appreciate it. But Drake is my third winner, clearly, in the first quarter of 2017. It's not even close.
Do you want to go into the Apple bag that you're talking about?
Not really.
You don't?
Okay. All right. Killed you.
You ain't got to. It don't matter to me. What I will say is that I think that Drake does need to take a year off. I think he needs to come with something better than Views. I mean, not Views, but
More life.
He has some good songs on there. I wasn't just the biggest fan. I wouldn't call him a winner.
Okay.
In that sense.
Okay.
It's about 2 cents.
But you got 21 Savage as the winner, though.
Young Savage, why you trapping so hard?
Who's your third winner?
I already gave it to you. 21 Savage, Rick Ross, and Kendrick Lamar.
Ah, okay, yes, fair. Give me a loser.
Birdman.
Clearly.
I think that Birdman took a big hit this year because this is the first time that he's been addressed and has to live up to being Birdman.
He been losing, though.
Now, he's been, I ain't clear. Saying that he ain't been losing. I ain't saying that. But,
sorry, you know, Birdman.
He had Drake. He had Nicki. He had Wayne, though. This is the first time that he ain't necessarily had Wayne and that somebody has necessarily attacked him, like, head on. Like, boom, here it is. Like, I'm calling you out. I'm letting people know what you do. Like, there's been whispers and people who follow music closely like you and I know about it. But it ain't been mainstream. Rick Ross is mainstream. Rick Ross brought this to the table. And I feel like that it hits Birdman credibility because he thrives to be mainstream, to be liked, to be Cash Money Records. I signed a $30 million deal. I'm the most successful independent Cash Money. I still own it or whatever it may be. And I think he took a hit this year with the lyrics from Ross, not dropping the Wayne album, not really Drake, not fucking with him really, Nicki not fucking with him really. I think he took a hit this year.
I said it was over for him after the Breakfast Club interview. I stand by that. Mm. Nothing's changed. You calling him a loser at the beginning of the year just validified that. Solidified that. So, you'll continue to see that he'll be trending downward. Even though he does have that Rich Gang 2 coming out and a documentary in May, I don't think that's enough, though, to bring him back to where he need to be. He need artists.
Mm. People still going to sign with Cash Money, though.
Yeah, okay.
People okay. still gonna sign.
I mean, somebody will sign, but are they talented?
You think no big artist will?
No, why? They just seen how he did Wayne. That's his son. He called him his son. I'm not signing with you. You did your son like it?
You ain't trying to get no. You ain't trying to get no deal. Nigga.
I run it independent. If Birdman see me, then that means somebody else do. So I'm straight. I just keep doing what I'm doing and wait for L.A. Reid to hit my line or just keep running this independent Nipsey style, dude. I'm not fucking with Birdman. Nobody's fucking with Birdman right now, bro.
2017, you might have a point.
All right, I got a loser.
Who you got?
And this hurts me too, man. Jermaine Cole. J. What? Cole is a loser in this first quarter. Let me tell you why.
Why?
He dropped that For Your Eyes Only in December. That was supposed to ride. That was supposed to take us through at least April. When is the last time anybody, you or anybody listening, has listened to that For Your Eyes Only? Let's be honest. Have I listened to it in 2017? I'm not even sure. It wasn't a bad project, but the replay value was hella low. He's got a tour that I don't know anybody attending it. Has no buzz whatsoever. The tickets are probably on Groupon. This is totally different from the J. Cole we've known last couple years where he had the Dollar and the Dream tours and Lions was around the corner for the sporadic, you know, where's the location going to be at? Like Cole was hot. I'm not going to no Cole show and he performing Fold and Clothes, dude. Like, I'm not going to that. I don't know anybody that's fucking with that.
J. Cole asked for this, though.
J. Cole is losing right now, and I promise I'm fucking with him heavy.
I wouldn't necessarily say that he was losing or agree with you, but I think that he asked for this. He putting himself in a box with the theme albums.
Folding clothes,
like you said,
bro.
With the folding clothes, with the For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, he I ain't gonna lie, he lost me with that one.
Yeah, he lost you with that one, and he needs to find a place where he can be like, I'm giving you the 2014 joint, and I'm also giving you the Hey Mr. Nice Watch joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you to be J. Cole, too political, too conscious. At the same time, I don't need you to be too commercial.
Right.
I feel like J. Cole has the opportunity to be right there in the middle.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Because this last one just... have you listened to it this year? Like, honestly?
No, I haven't. I ain't going to lie. And I'm a J. Cole fan. And I think what J. Cole needs to realize is that he's right there in the middle between Kendrick Lamar and the Drake.
I agree.
J. Cole can be like... He can gather up all of that in the middle. All of that. If Kendrick too much and Drake ain't enough, I right. go Cole. Boom.
That's the perfect medium.
You know what I'm saying?
Just not folding clothes, though.
Nah.
All right, give me a loser.
Drink almond milk.
Give me a loser.
Another loser? Yo, boy, your mans. Who y'all got the same shirt and hat.
I mean, he fly as hell.
Y'all from the same spot, probably.
Oh, shit.
Troy F.
No, fuck.
Tough. Your boy.
He been losing, too. You picking niggas that's on losing streaks.
I'm picking him because he got a project out.
Dope boy, like, Troy.
Yeah, your boy. You on the credits, ain't you?
No.
I just feel like he, like, chucking the situation out, milking it too long. Niggas is in jail behind it. Like,
it's real life shit.
Yeah, like, give it up, dude. Like, the act is over. Go on and do something else, dude. I just feel like Troy F should go on and do something else and forget it. like honestly.
You mean like a new persona or a new profession?
A new life, nigga. Go by your real name and go on and just give it up. Because, like, so many people, like, fuck with the other end of what happened, and as far as, like, they were riding with Tex.
Right.
I just feel like Troy Ave never be able to be like, I'm a star and people fuck with me and I got genuine love from people. I just don't think that's going to happen. Relax. And I don't think he understands that either.
Yeah, I think he's trying to capitalize off his situation, and it's blatantly obvious that he's trying to do so, as opposed to, I understand trying to capitalize off the situation, and you can do so like a Tupac or like a, maybe like a 50 Cent or somebody, but you got to make it look natural. It can't look deliberate.
Right.
And with you going to court with that outfit on and then taking that picture and putting it on your album cover, it looks extremely calculated that that's what you're trying to do, and it doesn't resonate, man. That's not going to get you no more new fans, and you're going to alienate the people that were following you up to this point if there's still any left. Straight up, he's definitely a loser. He's been losing for a stretch.
That's a fact.
All right, let me give you another loser, man.
What you got?
Remy Ma.
Mm.
And she could have easily had been a winner had she played her cards correctly.
I am Spike Lou. That's Animal Brown. Remy, absolutely. If you come in to shoot people,
Remy, I fucks with you, yeah. But you dropped the ball on this. You had it. You was playing with house money. You gave us the sheether. Got the rap game excited about female rap, dude. You had the rap game excited about that shit.
It ain't her fault that Nicki took a commercial.
Hey, no, no.
Got Sheether banned where she couldn't make money from it. It ain't her fault.
That's where it all crumbled down, and that's why you try to go original with your... Listen, this is for everybody moving forward that has rap beef. Okay. Do it over something original. The Jack shit is over with for that. Because it's not going to get you no interviews. And then when she tried to do something original, she fell on her face. Nicki doubled back with the fucking song that I'm hearing on with the No Frauds that I hear on satellite radio every day now.
You'll hear it every day.
I hear it every fucking day. They played on Shade 4-5, dude. They played on Shade 4-5. Dead ass serious.
Don't do that. You
satellite radios every day. That's so awesome. You had it. You lost it. She challenged you to respond. You didn't. The album went double wood. Dude, Remy Ma's back to being Remy Ma, dude. Like, a talented MC and she just had an opportunity lost.
What about the fact that more people this year talked about Remy Ma ever than in her whole career?
They did, but it was short-lived. She was on Lean Back, though.
So I'm saying she still
has on a hit before.
She still got an opportunity. Like, let's say she come out with a hit.
Okay. That's far-fetched, though, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Again, I am Spike Lou. That's Animal Brown. These are his views, not those of the On Deck TV.
You worry
podcast.
About going to Paris, dude. Like, I'm good.
What do you
I'll
mean?
Be in New York in April. Remy Ma, fuck with me. I fucks with you.
She gonna pull up on you and shoot you. Telling you, dude.
Dude, like, she lost, man. She dropped the ball.
Lost. I think she still got a chance to win this, like,
that's always dead
for the rest of this year. Nah, because more people know her than ever right now. I ain't never seen Remy Ma on Wendy Williams.
This is true.
I ain't never seen her on, like, the New York.
What is
Post.
Wendy Williams, though?
That's true.
You was watching Wendy Williams when she was on, motherfucker?
I seen the clips.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I seen the clips.
Give me a loser, dude.
My last loser is your boy.
Who that?
Big Sean.
This nigga crazy.
It's over, man.
Now it's over.
You finna feel this motherfucking wrath from K-Dot, motherfucking Cornrow Kenny. It's finna bring you this motherfucking tidal wave that you've been waiting on for throwing these bullshit jabs about that control verse and in this no interview song. You wanna rumble with the B, huh? You're about to fucking get it, dude. If you want to play these games, I just feel like Big Sean could have went a whole nother way, but he want to play with Kendrick. He want to feel this fire. He want to get over here, Mortal Kombat meme. He want all of that. That's what Big Sean is looking for. Okay, you finna get it. And you're going to lose, and you're going to start losing for the rest of the year because you're finna get flamed.
We've already forgotten about The Heart Part 4. Let's be honest.
What?
We've already forgotten about
it.
Humble crushed that.
I listened to it today.
Humble crushed it.
I listened to that and Humble. Then I listened to Humble again. Then listened to that again.
The album comes out Friday, and neither one of them will be on there. And that's going to crush the previous two songs. He's not going to say no names. It's pointless if you're not saying a name like you said earlier. It means nothing.
So if he come out with the ether on Big Sean, what are you going to say then?
Now, that would be very interesting. That would be very interesting.
What if Friday, when niggas put that Kendrick on, and he got Big Sean name on a song and flat out murdering him, what are you going to say?
That's
then?
A big if. Mm. If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
I'm just telling you.
Prepare for that, man. That would be, I wouldn't mind seeing it. Like I said last week, I would love to see a good music.
Big Sean can handle that.
Shit, he'll be good. Can I get my last loser?
Go ahead.
And this kills me right now because this is my guy speaking of good music.
What you got?
It's Kanye West, man.
Nigga been losing for, speaking of losing for years, nigga.
That's not true.
Fucking ugly ass clothes.
Yay.
The get out relationship.
Ye has been tripping ever since November, December when he got put in a mental hospital. He's crazy. He's not crazy. He got the Demolition Man blonde hair.
The boots.
Nigga look weird. He just dropped these garbage ass Adidas. Like, they look fucking like the throwback Reebok joints. They look terrible. He hasn't put any music out. He done trashed the Drake.
His swag on zero right now.
His swag is on zero. That's a fact. I'm not going to lie. He had the Drake. He had a layup project in the bag, dude. You and Drake in the studio, you're not writing shit. He not writing shit. That should be a layup. 12 songs of crack to big up your little profile. You could have bounced right back from the bullshit Donald Trump statements. But instead of being in the yo with Drake, you want to go and visit Trump and Trump Towers for photo ops and shit, dude. You're losing right now, and I'm hot about it. Where's TurboGrafx 16 at? Where's the album at, dude? Why are you signing Tiger, dude? Why are you signing fucking Designer? What are you doing? What the fuck is Kanye West doing right now? I need answers.
He in the sunken place.
That makes so much sense.
He's definitely in the sunken place right now.
Then that's, I'm hot at him then. He's losing right now, and it's spoiler getting on my fucking nerves.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Get Out. Oh,
hot about that too.
What could Kanye West do to, and you're a big fan, so what could he do for you? For you to say, okay, he's turned it all the way around. Do you need to hear that album that you just spoke of? Should he sign somebody? Should he start dressing in a more appropriate manner? Like, what is it?
He needs to get back to being Kanye. What made him Kanye in the first place?
I've been saying that for years, though.
No.
I've been saying that since Yeezus. I want to hear Kanye West. I want to hear the nigga in the polo sweaters and the backpacks that was standing up on stage just rapping. I mean, excuse me, standing up on desk at Def Jam rapping.
That. I don't need that. He's not that anymore. I don't need that.
I need that, though.
I'll take Yeezus, too, though.
You'll take Yeezus, too.
Hell yeah. Should it be fire, nigga? I need that right now. And it'll make sense what he got going on right now and shit.
I would take...
need that.
What is it? I'd take College Dropout too.
Nah, that wouldn't make sense. That makes zero sense if he did that right now.
Really?
Yes. Where would that come from, dude?
It'd come from a place where I'm back to normal. I'm a black person again.
No.
I'm not in the sucking place. The sucking place.
The sucking place. The sucking fuck? Place. No, dude. None of that. None of that makes sense. Give me your, before we get to this music break, give me your top three albums so far.
Clearly it said Ross, that J.I.D., The Never Story. And
pretty sure I put you on him.
Did you?
Yeah.
And that Slim Thug, Welcome to Houston.
Okay.
Tough.
I decided Rather You Than Me. And Gibbs, You Only Live Twice. Shout out Freddie Gibbs. Those are the best three albums. First of all, this the year has been nice in terms of work, though.
Tough.
Like, real talk, he got a little something for everybody. Like, Step Brothers shit was fire. Like, it's a lot of fire shit that came out.
I like Kodak shit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. Tough. Don't worry, I'm going to get to
Brothers,
that.
Step Brothers, Kodak, Gotti had some shit that came out that was dope.
Gotti tape was nice.
Oh.
Absolutely. Okay. It's some good shit. Me, I'd fuck with Migos shit, obviously, like I said before. Yeah. It's been a good year, man, so far. Anybody you looking forward to before we get this music break?
Interested
to see what they do next quarter.
I'm definitely looking forward to Kendrick's new shit.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
Need that ASAP. Let's get it. Another person that I was looking forward to, and I was interested in to see how he got such of a buzz, was T Grizzly.
Detroit. Yep.
The Fresh Out joint got like 2 million views.
First day out popping.
Excuse me. Yeah, first day out. He got 2 million views. I like First Day Out.
Just signed a 300.
Migos signed a 300. Who else signed a 300?
Anybody else? Young relevant? Thug.
That's it. Okay, Young Thug. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying I think that he'll be the next little person to come up for that little wave if they can get the right song. I don't know if First Day Out is it, but I think that he got potential to do one.
I can dig that, man. I'm looking forward to what Pusha T do. I'm waiting on that King Push album. I saw him in the studio with Street Symphony.
Never coming out.
Shout out Street Symphony. He been on the show a couple times. Was he on twice or just once? Twice. Yeah, because he was one of the first ones. Yeah. Shout out Street Symphony. We seen him in the Yo with Pusha T. I'm very interested to see what that's hitting on. King Push, I need that shit to be fire. I need that shit to drop soon.
That's a fact.
All right, man. Let's hit this music break. You mentioned T. Grizzly. Very appropriate mention.
Okay.
He has a new joint, man. It's called No Effort with a video with Mike Epps. Just pulling out the big dog cameos. Let's see if he can follow up the success to First Day Out, man. This is No Effort, T Grizzly.
Shoes took a house, I took your bitch, took that whole town. Play my role so good after I hit, I took a ball. Take some pound for a pile. Take your time, take it serious. I'm curious, should I buy me a watch or an aquarium? Get your sack took, we gon' take you for a joke. If you like that last batch, bring some money, take some up. Wanna take them to the A, don't know what's right. I wanna take the country, wait 4 years, we take precedence every day. Nigga, take me to the horse, not the club, bitch, the Porsche. Holding took off with my dick, I should be taking her to court. If you take me for a hoe, I'ma take it to your porch. Only fear the Lord, anybody else can see the more. Give me 30 seconds with her, I can get this bitch naked. One bullet out that K, it'll lead the toughest nigga headless. Dog don't need one drug to act reckless. So I sober, he up and put one in the nigga melon. One time for my dukes, one time for my pops. Free twink, rest in peace, T, fuck the ops. One time for Lil PJ, one time for Lil Rock. 50 rounds in that top, niggas move, niggas drop. One time for Wando, we did that being in KY. Play with me, it's going down, bitch, one time for Young Jock. One time for cocaine cash, nigga off top. One time for them, we got coming by the flock. Nigga, one time for a real nigga, League Hustle. And leak a bustle, you a fool, you think leak tussle. My running back come from Cali and make peas fumble. Think I work at McDonald's, I make that cheese double. Think I'm making Big Macs, I let that bread triple. I got a Big Mac, that bitch is shred, niggas. Saying my name, better stop while you ahead. For they look for your body and find nothing but your head, nigga. I don't wanna fuck if I can't get the head with it. You see the trophy hoe, you talking to the breadwinner. Little ungrateful bastards, I can't stand niggas. Like I ain't play their parents' role when I fed niggas. Like little nigga, I can do that shit with no effort. You know I do that shit with no effort. I can do this shit with no effort, nigga. Shout out to my niggas cause they grind for them to shine. Shoes blood, red bottom.
Man, we are back. That was T Grizzly. No effort. How you feel about that? Do we got another one?
Nah, that ain't no First Day Out at all. I want to hear something more from T Grizzly. I want him to switch up his style a little bit. Give him some stake in the game of being next on the little 300 label. So I want to hear a little bit more from T Grizzly. I feel like he got it in him too.
I'm not mad at that song though. It reminds me of Doughboy Cash Out. It reminds me of they sound when they first. Well, I don't know about they when they first came out, but when I first heard them, those beats are kind of a little bit of a throwback sound to them, reminiscent of Cash Money kind of back in the day. But I like it though. I think dude, he kind of dope though. I'm fucking with him. Yeah. I wouldn't mind listening to a full project from him.
That's a fact.
See if he can hold his own in a full project. That's gonna be the telltale sign for your boy.
That is a fact.
All right, man. We back on Deck TV Podcast. Your man, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Quote of the week comes from your man, Wood Harris, actor best known for his portrayals on The Wire,
Avon,
and Paid in Full.
Barksdale.
Absolutely. He was on Vlad, your favorite media outlet. You watch every Vlad episode ever.
You're not even acknowledging Vlad. I don't even want to give him credit for this interview.
He was asked about the N-word because the creator of The Wire used it in a tweet. And he made some interesting comments about this new generation of rappers and their views on it. Let's see what he got to say.
The N-word is interesting. You know, it's one of those, as I said, switches, inferiority, superiority switches. I don't want the weight of that word to just be around me my whole goddamn life. You think Lil Yachty care if somebody say the N-word? You think these young cats care about that? They don't. Well, now, not all of them. Not all of them are that way. It's just that it's been seduced into culture so much. You hear all different cultures say, yo, you say the N-word to each other.
Right. Puerto Ricans use it.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans.
Asians use it.
Hip-hop people use it.
Hip-hop.
White people use it. It's just in the hip-hop. It's part of the words. It's a word that means so many different things, and none of it's necessarily all that good, but you know, it could be a word of, you can have an endearing way to use it, or, you know, it's a word. It's a word, man. I'm just sick of the weight of it. people who can be fighters for the culture aren't there anymore. There's no Tupac voice. There's right. no hip-hop doing it. Hip-hop don't do shit.
I mean, you see a little bit of it. You see Kendrick. You see J. Cole.
I love
Cole.
Kendrick. And he's the only... And those two
yeah.
come to mind for sure. He actually was in my mind when I said it. Yeah, because he is, and he is young. So, you know,
yeah.
that's why I said, well, Lil Yachty, and then I kind of... Yeah, right away, I thought, well, Kendrick Lamar is a person with that sentiment.
You heard what Wood Harris had to say. He name-dropped Kendrick and J. Cole as, like, the only two real rappers. Just give me your thoughts on the younger generation not minding white kids saying the N-word and Kendrick and J. Cole being the only two real rappers, air quote, real rappers.
I don't have a problem with him saying that. Well, excuse me. I don't have a problem with young rappers not having a problem with people saying that, because they weren't brought up in a generation as to where that world is so offensive to them.
Right.
And I think that the whole target and the purpose of people saying nigga and this and that and I would say our generation using it as empowerment, as some people would say, that kind of is the that's the trickle down effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, white kids are going to use it. Asian kids,
people in hip hop culture are going to use it.
Hip hop culture are going to use it because that's the term in which we use in the music so much.
Right.
So I can't say that Lil Yachty Lil Uzi Vert or whoever it may be. I'm just naming them two because they. Two of the popular younger rappers. I can't say that they should have a problem with that because, like I say, they weren't brought up in a time in which it affected them.
Maybe they should be put up on game by somebody that was.
But still, to the fact if they put up on game and it's taught to them, like, why would it affect me if I'm saying a word in my music and I'm putting out these anthem type songs that everybody yeah. in the club, Travis Scott, you know what I mean? Like, we seen him in concert at Revolt, like. You're doing these things. You want everybody participating. Why would I be conscious of the fact that somebody's saying nigga who's not black?
I think Kanye made this. I'm trying to think of before him who had the most popular song with nigga in the hook.
But you're talking about Niggas in Paris?
No, but even before that.
What you talking about?
Gold Digger. I ain't fucking. She ain't fucking with. She ain't Gold Digger. But she ain't fucking with no broke niggas. That was in the hook. Like heavy though. And I remember we went to that Yeezus show, and when he played that, everybody in the building was singing that song. Black, white, Korean, Asian.
Jay-Z biggest song.
Kids. That had that shit in the hook.
What about that Jiggle What?
That wasn't as big as, wasn't it, though?
That was big, though.
And then the edited version was Jiggle What, Jiggle Who. So, I mean, that was what was on TV and shit. Okay. So, like.
But we know what they meant.
When I mean, yeah, of course.
Saying Jiggle What, you know what they was.
Yeah, but I just
wanting to say.
So when Wood Harris says this type of stuff, and this has been going on forever. I think Lil Wayne commented about this several years ago,
uh-huh.
or so I can't remember who else said it. They see him in the crowd and they let that shit slide because
I think it was Plies.
Okay, because they have to be realistic that you can't be mad that I wrote this and I made it in a catchy manner and they're just reciting my lyrics. They're not literally calling me out of my name with Confederate flags wrapped around their neck. You know what I'm saying? They're just reciting the shit that I wrote.
I mean, if I had such a problem with it as an artist, I wouldn't put it in the fucking song.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say, hey, they shouldn't be saying this, or they shouldn't be like, hey, encouraging it at that show. Like, they wouldn't put it in a song if they didn't feel like it was cool. And they want everybody in the motherfucking arena to be singing their songs, and they know all those people are not gonna be black.
Yeah.
So I agree with what Wood Harris. Well, excuse me, I don't agree with what Wood Harris was saying about that. I do agree with what he's saying as far as Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are two of the only rappers that are addressing conscious matters in the mainstream.
So you now, think they wouldn't let that slide? Honestly, you think J. Cole gonna
they
stop?
Slide.
Okay.
I mean, but they
these
they
niggas
also,
not stopping the show, bro.
But also at the same time, they not putting nigga in their hook either, though. Like
nah, Kendrick, don't be so quick to say that, though.
Kendrick Lamar not doing that, I don't think. I haven't heard
it. You might want to think of some of his songs before you say that. Same for J. Cole.
In the hook?
I can't think of every
J. Cole
song.
People going to be reciting it?
Hey, I got to think.
J. Cole?
I can't say that. I can't confirm nor deny that off
that's
the top
what I'm
of
saying.
My head.
Like, off the top of my head, I can't think of where that's happening. So I would think as artists, I think they're a little bit more conscious than the younger rappers who don't have a problem with it. So I get what he's saying in that manner. But like to wrap it up and to show where it came from, David Simon, who was the creator of The Wire, is a white guy, and he said "nigga" in a text, like
tweet.
Using it. Oh, excuse me, in a tweet, using it in the form of, hey, nigga this or whatever, like we would use it, like me and you was talking.
Right, right, right.
And a lot of people took offense to that, but a lot of people also took it to the fact of, why wouldn't he be able to use that? This motherfucker created The Wire.
That don't give you a pat. What? That's fucking retarded.
I'm just telling you, I'm just telling you both sides of it. I ain't saying I agree with one or the other. I'm saying that I'm just giving you both sides.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, I wrote so much content where they using the word nigga and this and that. I can't put it in the tweet.
Writing it is one thing.
I didn't say it. I wrote it in the tweet.
Quentin Tarantino. That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I wasn't in an interview and I didn't say nigga. I put it in the tweet.
Writing it for a film or a TV show is different from tweeting. Art. Yes. Okay. You're tweeting it. That's how, trust me, if he said it in a tweet like that, he says it in real life.
All right.
Let's be very clear about
okay,
that.
So,
and that doesn't give you a pass because you created the fucking Wire.
What if,
dude.
What if he responded to Donald Trump or something like that? Like, what is this nigga doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
stop.
That's how Asians
stop
do
David
it. That's
Simon.
How little white boys do it. So,
stop.
Like, what?
He's
what
not.
If
he's
what
not
if,
one of them. He's a grown ass man. He should know better.
So you saying he shouldn't use it just because he know the context?
Exactly.
Okay. Not because it's like right now today, motherfuckers really ain't checking for it. So I can float this out here on Twitter and nobody'll come, or I ain't really gonna get no backlash. He shouldn't be mindful of none of
who
that.
Who you think he is? James Franco on Spring Breakers? James Franco on Spring Breakers can say it. Fuck it. Mm. That motherfucker is black.
Quentin Tarantino said it.
No, he writes it. Yeah. He That's a difference.
Quentin Tarantino said it. What did he say it in Pulp Fiction?
He said it in every fucking movie he's ever done.
Okay, that's my point. He make it a fact that, like, I'm going to slide nigger in here because I can't say it nowhere else.
I mean, yeah, you can.
Is
you
he
can
worse than David Simon for tweeting it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Again, this is film. All
right. All right.
You got certain protections when it comes to art. That's a fact.
Not if you slide it in there every time, though. I got to say nigga every time I'm on film, though.
Fuck
and it. I'm worse than a nigga that, I ain't worse than a nigga that tweeted it once.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us know what y'all think, man. Of course, go to the Rap Chat. It's a group on Facebook. We almost had 600 members, man. So tell your peoples to join in the conversation. We got a lot of good shit. I like that 30-day music challenge you put up, man. You finally put a decent post up. That was pretty dope.
I'm a monster content.
All right, new music out right now. We got Kodak Black Painting Pictures came out last Friday. Have you listened to it?
I liked it.
What do you?
I listened to it. It's a lot more advanced than I thought it would be. I thought it would be some mixtape Kodak Black shit, but he put together an album and I liked it.
Somebody in the group chat said it was the best album of the year.
That's not true.
Okay.
Not with Ross out and Big Sean.
It's got a lot of positive reviews in the Rap Chat though. A lot of positive reviews.
It is banging though. And it's Kodak Black. Kodak Black got a long way to go before he can put out an album that we can call album of the year just because he's not there lyrically.
I listened to it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just ain't giving you them bars like you getting from a Step Brothers album, from a Ross album,
from
the Big Sean albums, from Freddie Gibbs album, from fuck Devin the Dude.
Right.
Like, you just not getting them bars. Like, I understand the perspective. The perspective is unique. And I respect the fuck out of that because I think he one of the younger dudes is giving you a perspective and able to talk about his life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without just shucking it out and making it mainstream or making it pop or anything like that. I'm just a nigga from Florida doing my thing. I'm Kodak Black. I don't give a fuck if you like it or you don't like it. I'm going to say what I say. I'm going to do what I do. And you can fuck with me or you can't. I respect that perspective that he giving, but I just still don't think it's like the best thing out there.
I listened to it two or three times. I like the album. This is why I think that everybody is praising it.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting the benefit of having low expectations. If you've listened to his last project, which was the Little Big Pock, it was horrible.
You be shitting on that.
Oh. It was a bad project. The Institutionalized joint that came out before that was fire. Now, I don't know if a lot of people got a chance to hear that. Now, let's say they heard the Little Big Pock and was like, what the fuck? They saw him on the XXL cover. They went to listen to the Little Big Pock, and it was trash. So you had low expectations going in. Let's say you had never heard a project of his before, and you only know him from having a ski mask on Breakfast Club and listening to On Deck where they talk about he's being locked up every other month. Let's say that's all you know. So you're going in listening, knowing only that. Again, your expectations are low. So, yes, you're going to hear it, and it is a solid project, and you're going to be like, damn, this is much better than I thought. I'm going to jump out of the window and say that it's the best thing of the year. No, it's not. It is a very cool project. I get what people say. It reminds them of Young Boosie. It reminds them of Young High Boys. Whoa. I understand that.
Let's not do the Boosie thing.
I'm just saying, I get the similarities. Nope. It's a solid project. Let's not take it no further than that, people. Mm. Let's just be very clear. He said, the pussy feel like macaroni. I don't know what that means.
You know how the macaroni sound when you start.
I don't know about that, dude. What the fuck is he talking about? Are we talking about Velveeta shells and cheese? Are we talking about what are we talking about?
It's the homemade macaroni joint.
The fuck?
Yeah, when you stir it, how it sounds.
No. No.
You don't get that?
No.
You never had a good pussy. I'm sorry.
No, dude.
No disrespect to none of the bitches that you fuck with. You just ain't never had no good pussy. I'm sorry. Like,
none of that shit feels like it. I don't want the macaroni, dude. I'm good on that.
I'm looking for macaroni, nigga. Nah, I mean, you definitely not wrong with what you say. Expectations are low for a Kodak Black. With that being said, I feel like that as a young cat, he give you a little bit more than the other young cats. He give you more than Yachty. He give you more than
deeper than that.
Yeah, he deeper than that.
Yeah.
And you don't expect that when you see the ski mask, when you see the nigga doing interviews or running bitches on Instagram Live.
Right.
You don't expect that at all. So when you get an album like this, when you're like, oh shit, this nigga got perspective. Like, this nigga telling you what it's like, why my name is Kodak? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, he can actually articulate that?
Right.
Like, people are surprised by that, and like you said, they jump right out the window. Kodak Black got a lot of potential, and if he can stay out of trouble, he's going
to
be good.
And we've been saying that, though. So he's just living up to it, or at least starting out to it. This is what got him the attention in the first place. So shout out to him, though. It is a solid project.
Sure.
Other new music, Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice, Flames. Don't even worry about it.
I didn't listen to that yet.
YFN Lucci, Long Live Nut. That is out too. We just played that earlier.
Don't you do that Devin the Dude like it and not mention that.
Devin the Dude, I've never been able to get into, but if you say he's out with a new project, then he's out with a new project. I'll take your word for it.
New shit, man.
Young Dolph, Bulletproof, came out April 1st over the weekend. I listened to that. It's cool. It's cool. It's got a couple of songs on there.
You listen to that, Dolph?
I did. I listen to all. Wow. I listen to every fucking thing except Devin the Dude. Oh, shout out to him though.
Do Devin the Dude like?
Nah, I just never got into it. That's it. Mm. That's all. Joey Badass come out Friday the 7th.
Acoustic Levitation. That's the name of that Devin the Dude.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you the name of it.
Yeah, I mean, you see why I'm not listening to it.
Acoustic Levitation.
What the fuck is that, dude?
It's about acoustic levitation.
That's why I'm not. I can't relate.
Rising acoustically.
I can't relate. It won't do nothing for me, man. I don't get high. It won't do nothing for me.
It's banging.
Joey Badass, All American Badass, and of course Kendrick Lamar. We still don't know the title of this shit.
It don't matter. All that matters is motherfucking K-Dot, motherfucking Cornrow Kenny is coming. Niggas beware. Big Sean, where you at?
I pray.
It's cold in the D, nigga.
I seen Mike Will did a couple beats on him.
It's so cold in the D. My Detroit people know what I mean by that.
Mike Will did a couple beats on here, thank God.
What do you mean, thank God?
I don't want to hear fucking
it don't matter
George Clinton.
Hear, my nigga. It's,
no
listen,
fucking jazz
listen,
samples.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Hear. It doesn't matter about what's popping right now. All that matters is K-Dot is coming and he's finna set a new wave.
Is he going to drop, though?
And that's a good question.
He said the 7th. Is he going?
I need to hit up Top Dog and see what's going on. Holler at my people over at TDE and see what the deal is. Because I'm not sure if he is going to drop. Even even though these two singles have made a big splash, I really can't see a new K-Dot album coming Friday.
Hey, what he lie. Said? We'll
I,
see.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't see that happening.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm slow motion, Bill Ocean, man. I don't know what's up. I'm just out here living, man. What you got up?
Man, shout out Detroit. I'll be in Detroit on Monday.
You going to Detroit the whole weekend?
No, I'm going on Monday.
Okay. You asked me what I had up for the weekend, and then you telling me what you had up
yes,
for Monday.
This is what I got up you before
just
the next
the
show.
You the weekend, my nigga, and go to the next
yes.
motherfucking day?
I'll be packing for
what
Detroit.
What do you got up for the weekend? You should pack it all day?
God damn.
For 2 days, nigga?
Yes.
You moving to Detroit?
No.
God damn, nigga. Nigga finna buy one of them $100 houses, nigga.
Flip some property out there. Shout out to the D, man. I'm going to fuck with him, man. I'm going to be at the Pistons game, their last home game. I got to fuck with that at the Palace.
Snoozer alert.
Crazy the motherfucker. And I'm going to try to take a piece of the floor. Security going to have to tackle a nigga.
He's going to be locked up in Detroit. Tell me how that is.
And I need somebody's shoes. I need somebody's jersey. Somebody got to give me something.
All our Detroit listeners, man, send them some spots to go eat at while you're up.
Please do. Let me know the spot to go eat. Detroit, if you listening. But other than that, though, I'm chilling like a motherfucker. Fuck with us as always. We appreciate y'all listening. Go to iTunes, rate, subscribe. Give us a comment. We see those comments y'all been doing. We appreciate that. The website is coming very, 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 very soon. Got a good response from the t-shirts, man. People like design. We appreciate that.
We're going to have it for y'all real soon.
Yeah, real, real soon. That'll be available online. New contest coming soon, too. Keep an eye out on the On Deck TV Podcast, IG, and Twitter. And we out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.